The Higman McKittrick family from Seldovia is making progress on their 800-mile journey around Cook Inlet. The family stopped by KBBI's studios in Homer last week and visited with Aaron Selbig.
Brentwood Higman and his wife Erin McKittrick looked a little worn when they arrived in Homer earlier this week, fresh off a hiking trip around Ketchumak Bay from Seldovia. After a short layover, however, they were ready to pack up and continue onward. Although the family has taken on long adventures before, including a two-month trek across Malaspina Glacier last year, Higman says he wasn't exactly sure how the children, 4-year-old Katmai and 1-year-old Latuya, would fare on this trip.
We weren't sure what it'd be like to be packrafting with the kids. Latuya's changed a lot since the last trek she was on. We weren't sure how that was going to go. We weren't sure we were going to be able to fit everything in our pack. And all those things have really actually worked out pretty well. We were a little surprised by the little winter blizzard we had about a week ago, but it's been going really, really good.
The family is making its way by both walking and pack rafting on a pair of small inflatable rafts that they carry in their pack. Higman says that sometimes the weather makes it difficult to do either.
When you have 25 knot winds and temperatures in the teens with a little blowing snow, it is just too cold to be out walking with the kids. Overall, it's been, it's been something we've been very conscious of all along, making sure the kids are warm enough, but it's been very possible.
McKittrick talks about moving at Katmai pace, meaning the family walks only as fast as Katmai's legs can carry him. But Katmai pace, she says, has so far turned out to be a good pace for all of them.
It's fine. I mean, if you have your schedule set up that way and you're not expecting, to be fast, there's actually a lot of interesting things you notice. And in fact, I really appreciated the chance to actually see the beaches and the bluffs coming into Homer, because every other time I've walked them, I've been like at the end of a trip and kind of like, okay, let's just get into Homer and get home.
For Katmai, the most exciting aspects of the trek are occasionally finding fossils and more often seeing wildlife.
When we saw the moose walking across the road.
You saw a moose walking across the road?
It was a female and big, but we were kind of far away from it, so it looked very small.
Oh. Did you see any other animals on your trip?
Yes, sea otters.
You saw sea otters?
Seals. And a giant plesiosaurus still around the gate called Plesiosaurus giganteus.
Plesiosaurus giganteus, huh?
Since plesiosaurs went extinct at the end of the Cretaceous period, it's not likely Katmai actually saw one of those. But Mom and Dad confirmed that there were indeed plenty of moose, otters, and seals around Ketchumak Bay. Even little Latuya is having fun on the trip. Although she spends much of the time riding with Mom in a sling, she says her favorite part so far is chasing bubbles on the beach.
I did bubbles to bubbles.
You did bubbles to bubbles?
Yeah.
The family spent a couple of days in Homer before departing from Bishop's Beach Tuesday afternoon. In town, they were able to take care of some logistical issues, including arranging supply drops on the remote western side of Cook Inlet. In Homer, I'm Aaron Selbig.